Episode 128 of the Beer Coasters podcast is brought to you by the number 1, 3, 6, and the letter N.
The views and opinions expressed by Crazy Dave are those of Crazy Dave and do not necessarily reflect the official opinions and or views of the Beer Coasters podcast.
Always good when you underestimate the beer.
I am straight craftus erectus right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
This is not a science class.
Hello and welcome back to the Beer Coasters podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And a special guest in the house,
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
All right.
Yeah.
Crazy Dave's out here in Vegas.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. I didn't bring any of the worst in not craft beer this for this show. So
there's no Steel Reserve.
No
Colt 45.
No, but we could run to the liquor store real quick. They're right down the street. They got them there.
So this is our numb beers show. All our beers have some sort of a number theme.
Yeah, they got numbers on them. Speaking of which, what number episode is this?
This is episode 128.
That's right. We're in season 3, episode 24.
For all those who can't count.
And there's three of us here.
Oh, we won't be able to count by the end of the show, hopefully.
I hope not. Speaking of count, So for our fermentation conversation beer this week, we are all trying the Lagunitas Lucky 13.alt.
Dot alt. We didn't know that we actually had the same beer this week. We got lucky. Get it? Lucky. But we really did get lucky. We had no idea that there was a dot alt version of this beer. And we both ended up picking up this one in particular. So
yeah, all I saw was the 13 and the horseshoe. I didn't see the chick.
I didn't
or
even
the
get
dot
alt. I saw the chick and a 13, so I grabbed it.
Yeah, I like to grab chicks too.
Yeah, right by the 13.
Well, let's
not with their 13 though.
All right, well, let's get into this lucky right. 13.
Well, if you go to alt.binaries.girls.13,
that's where it comes from.
Oh no! This is a fermentation
conversation. Yeah. All right,
beer
so
bad.
So this is the Lucky 13.alt. This is their anniversary release. This is Lagunitas Brewing Company out of Petaluma, California. They've been brewing since 1997, I think. Because I don't think too sure
about that.
Well, the 13th anniversary, this actually, I don't think this came out this year. I think it came out either last year or the year before, and it was such a big hit, they decided to keep brewing it. And then this year, 2011, is when they released this Lucky 13.alt.
We have the new version. Good to know.
Yes, which I believe came out in July, and it is a blonde version of the Lucky 13.
Cool.
You know, we've talked about Lagunitas before and how hard it is to get any kind of information off of their website for their beers. They seem to be, what did you say, Mike? Smoking more than they're brewing?
I think they smoke more than they brew, personally, yeah.
Beer Advocate and Rate Beer both call the regular Lucky 13 an American Strong. Beer Advocate calls it a red / amber. So this is actually a blonde version of that, so I'm calling it an American Strong blonde.
Nice. Is that like that one lady with like
the Riveter?
Yeah.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, I'd hit that.
There you go.
All right.
Lagunitas.com. Right.
I don't want to hit the Riveter, dude. That's got to hurt.
This is a 8.9% ABV, 77 IBUs. Let's go ahead and crack it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty light in color.
Because I get a feeling I'll get a monster head if I do.
Oh, I don't have any head on mine. Well, it's like a thin layer.
Maybe I'll pour more aggressive then.
I'll go for a mic pour.
It was a Toby's pour. Was it last week? Or it was like 3/4 of a head, like in the glass?
Yeah. It was mostly head. All right, so the color. Yeah, I got about a quarter finger of head.
Mine's a very light golden color.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
Like a honey. Like a honey color.
Yeah, totally like honey.
Yeah, like a really light honey, even though, like an orange blossom.
Even like the opacity of it's like honey.
Mine's a little cloudy because we got towards the bottom of the bottle and I poured a little bit of sediment in there, so we got a little cloudiness in ours. Ooh, on the nose,
smells sweet.
Yeah, that like candied malt,
candy citrusy.
Put your nose in that thing.
I am.
A little bit of honey. There's that. It's that stinky malt. It's like that.
Yeah, I get almost kind of like an apple in there too.
Yeah, the hops. The only ingredients I can find is they use Amarillo hops.
Nice.
So
that's where you get a generous amount of it. Citrusy.
Yeah.
Citrusy spiciness.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's hoppy.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Orange.
Yeah, like orange peel is what it's.
Yeah.
It's got, it's got a light chewiness to it almost, even though it's a lighter beer,
it's got pretty an interesting smooth
kind of mouthfeel. It's got kind of a thicker,
yeah, it's creamy. Syrupy, like, it coats your mouth.
When I first, I was like, dude, this is Imperial. It was like, before I even really got a good swallow and a good taste of it, I was like, this is like an Imperial IPA. But then after swallowing it and really getting the flavors, it's more, yeah, it's like creamy. It still has big maltiness to it, but there's still a lot of that citrus hops.
I'm getting it's honey. Straight. Yeah, there's a creaminess on the tongue, but then there's a lot of hop bitterness kind of at the end that kind of dries everything up. And I'm getting some weird, almost, I don't know. Like I said, I'm getting some of that apple.
Yeah.
And then even a little tiny bit of I was going to say caramel, but it's more like a toffee kind of.
Yeah, I was thinking some sort of like a Heath cotton Clark candy. Kind of
like English toffee.
Like a caramel apple?
Yeah.
A little bit, but you know, I'm also getting a little bit, a tiny bit of a butteriness like you get from Anderson Valley, but just a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It feels big, but yet it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's a bit of a sipper, I'd say.
Yeah, it's got a bigger bitterness than, well, I shouldn't say that I expect from Lagunitas because they're pretty, you know, they usually have kind of bolder, bigger beers, you know.
Yeah,
but they're kind of like they're kind of like a NorCal Stone, really, honestly. You know, if you think about it, there's nobody else that does those types of beers until you get up there. Kind of like Dogfish Head here on the East Coast.
Yeah, usually when I drink beers that are you know, real hoppy and, you know, bitter or whatever, you know, they make me like tweak out and shake my head and twitch and all that kind of stuff. And this isn't doing that at all. You know, like Green Flash will make me do that and some other beers, like, but this isn't like that at all.
I mean, well, I think this has a much bigger, richer malt character than something like the Green Flash would have. You know?
Oh, it's got very much
the caramely, toffee, something going on.
Nice.
No, this is definitely beer. I like drinking this because it's not, because it doesn't make me tweak out like that.
What would you pair this one with?
I'm thinking like some sort of a spicy cheeseburger, like a cheeseburger with green chilies in it. You know?
Yeah.
I think it would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because this is sweet enough and malty enough. I was just talking to Gina about food pairings, like IPAs with spicy food, because I know a lot of people will pair IPAs with spicy food. And I think as long as the IPA or the hops that they use in the IPA are fruity, because if you have like a really piney or spicy hop, I think that would just, that's all you would be getting is spice.
Yeah, it burns your tongue off.
But with this, those hops being fruity and having those toffee and really a lot of those big sweet characters that I think that a a nice like spicy cheeseburger.
I think like a fajita, like a chicken fajita dish would go good with this.
You know what I was thinking of? Like you know that spicy shake and bake? Spicy shake and bake pork chop.
Nice. There you go.
Spicy pork chops.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake. I love that spicy shake and bake.
All right, so Rate Beer gave this a 97 out of 100.
Wow.
With a B+ from the Beer Advocate users.
What about the bros? No bros?
Nothing. Nada.
No bros.
Yeah, those guys need... maybe they got another job or something, but they don't seem to be doing any kind of anymore. Reviews.
We'll have some Hop Topics right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
For our Hop Topics, we have the 11-11-11 Vertical Epic Ale from Stone Brewing.
That's a lot of numbers.
They just released this. When was this? When did this come out?
No, I don't think it comes out yet, dude.
No, I mean the news, I think, the following week.
Or it comes out next week?
Right? Yeah, it comes out in a week after this podcast airs. Or a few days after. Anyway. Comes out on 11-11-11, right? Even though I did hear somewhere that it's coming out on the 7th for whatever reason.
It's possible. Who knows?
I saw somewhere that it said released on 11-7-11.
Well, and if you're lucky enough, too, you could have went down to Stone last week and actually tried it. They were doing their out of the fermenter tastings, and they wouldn't tell you what it was till that day, and then it turned out to be the Vertical Epic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I didn't go, though. I missed out on that. I figured every mother and his uncle and sister and 13-year-old would be out there. So I was like, you know, this is going to be a total shit show if I show up.
Yeah. Dave's going to show up and they'll be like, it's officially a shit show.
The style of this one sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon and Anaheim chilies.
And they're still using the Belgian yeast. It's a Belgian Flanders golden ale yeast.
I really wish they would get off this Belgian kick.
You know, that surprises me that you say that, Dave, because I know where you're kind of into wine. It surprises me that you don't like the Belgian stuff more.
Well, just
it seems like that's kind of like the kind of most people that are into wine enjoy more of the Belgian style beers. And you seem to like, you know, some of the other, you know, like you like the IPAs and stuff, which is kind of on the other end of the spectrum there.
I don't know, that Belgian yeast is just funky and it just, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, plus they're taking like this European like yeast and they're mixing in like with southwestern chilies and then cinnamon and let's throw in some curry or something. You know, that'll be a good beer.
Oh, don't tempt them. That's going to be the 12-12-12 curry.
Yeah, make it a true India pale ale, right?
It's going to be a Deepa. It's going to have curry.
It's going to be a Deepa. Deepa with curry.
With curry.
Wow.
They call it the Ravi Shankar or something, right?
We got all our Indian listeners back last week, and I think we just lost them again.
Yeah, we lost them all. It's all right.
Well, they have a lot of Thai and curry.
They still support us technically.
Yeah, just call 1-800. You know, whatever tech support.
All right. You know what, guys? We should probably drink some more beer before this gets uglier.
So look for the 11-11-11 coming out on 11-11-11, or maybe 11-7-11. But either way,
but you won't be able to get it at 7-Eleven. Some 7-Elevens you'll be able to get it, but
sounds foul.
It should come out on 11-11-11. But Toby said, maybe 11, yes. 7, 11.
Right.
At 7.
But don't take my word for it.
So if you get this, you have to drink it at 11, 11?
Yeah. You have to make a wish while you're drinking it.
Yeah. At 11, 11.
And you have 1 minute to chug it down.
An 11 ounce glass. And you got to do it in 11 seconds.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right. Welcome to my tasting flight. This is Mike from Boston. And I'm going to try Dark Horse Brewing's One. This is
Dark Horse.
One oatmeal stout. This, I wanted to mention before I get started here, is one of a series of five holiday stouts. This is their holiday stout series. And this is the one oatmeal stout. They also have the two cream stout, T-O-O, the trace blueberry stout, the four smoke stout, and plead the fifth imperial stout.
Ah.
Yeah. So, this is from Dark Horse Brewing out of Marshall, Michigan. That's right. No East Coast this week, guys. Trying to fill in the gap for Beer Coaster Chris's that can't find in Texas. Their website is www.darkhorsebrewery.com. The ABV on this beer is 8%, and I could not find the IBUs or any ingredients for that matter. There's not much information on the site, so I'm going to crack it. Ooh.
Ooh.
Whoa. Nice and black. Like an oily black.
That's used motor oil.
Not much.
Some molasses.
Molasses. All right. It is black. No light shining through here. We got kind of a cocoa colored head. Maybe like half a pinky worth of head. On the nose, ooh, rich dark chocolate aroma. And actually, you can kind of almost smell the oatmeal. It's almost like if you had chocolate chips and oatmeal, like a chocolate chip oatmeal cookie.
Ooh,
my man.
Because you're getting a little bit of cinnamon, maybe. But really rich chocolate.
Take a sip, yeah!
Very chocolatey, malty. Little roasted roastiness in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's something nice about getting into some of these colder weather beers. Stouts and porters and whatnot. There's more chocolate than anything else. There's, you know, some roasted malt flavors in there. Kind of dries up, but you still kind of have like a cocoa powder that kind of lingers on the tongue. A lot of chocolate. The chocolate just keeps coming through every sip. It's kind of hard to detect other things. Not that chocolate is a bad thing. Yeah, a little chocolate and a little bit of the roasted malt. Not a whole lot of complexity, but those keep kind of bouncing back and forth between them.
Yeah, it's funny because the website says it's only supposed to have hints of chocolate. Yeah. It sounds like it's nothing but.
Yeah, it's much more than a hint. It's a slap in the face.
Why does their ABV say NA? Are they not allowed to...
Well, it should be on the bottle, yeah.
What?
What'd you say the ABV was?
8%.
Oh, okay. I don't know why their website says NA for all their ABVs.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, their website says NA for everything. Surprised it actually...
Your IT guy didn't get it.
...says what the beer is. It's actually an oatmeal stout. Surprised it even tells you that much. But we've tried Dark Horse before. We had the Scotty Karate...
Yeah.
On our Scotch, is it the Scotch Ale Show or Scottish Ale Show?
I think it was the Scotch.
I figure the breweries get them messed up. I guess we can get them messed up too, right?
Yeah, sure.
But if you get a chance, you should check this one out. The food pairing. Sorry. There's a lot of chocolate going on, but honestly, I know it's such, I almost feel like it's a kind of a cop out because we use it so much, but cheesecake would be good with this one just because the creaminess and sweetness of the cheesecake and having the kind of the bitter chocolate, the rich kind of chocolate with this beer would be kind of a nice compliment back and forth. Nice. Some people like the whole chocolate raspberry thing. I'm not as big of a fan, but that might be good too if you go with like a raspberry, you know, compote or something on the cheesecake. A raspberry cheesecake might go well. Let's check it out. It is Dark Horse 1. Ratings. I know you got to wait for mine till the end of the last call, but Beer Advocate users rate this a B plus, Ulstrom Brothers a C, and Rate Beer rates this a 98 out of 100.
Ulstrom Brothers with a C. Whoa. How
about that?
Too much chocolate.
And they list now what a C actually means, and it says mediocre. Like new one word ratings. Hey, yeah. Wait a second.
Hey, they try to rip off of you guys.
Hey, Dave, you want to drink some beer?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
My beer.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
And away they go. Welcome back. This is Crazy Dave, and I got my beer here. It's the Big Dipa or Dipa number 3.
It's the Big Dipa.
Yeah, I number think three. They want it. They say Dipa. We say Dipa.
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 Dipa, yes. This is from the Indian Pale Ale number 3. Anyhow, 22-ounce bottle. These guys are from Fairfield, California. This is the Blue Frog Bar and Grill. Or Grog and Grill, sorry. Interesting note, this bottle comes with a bottle cap and it's waxed.
Wow.
Wax dip deeper.
Yeah. Wow. The alcohol by volume is 8.4% and the IBUs are 105.
Whoa.
And Toby just laughs.
105.
105.
And apparently it says it's bottle condition too.
That's so off anyhow, the bitterness scale.
Off the charts.
Bitter,
yeah.
Off the tongue charts.
And they really do have a big-ass fat frog with, like, a crown on it. Interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen these guys before when I'm in Southern California. I haven't seen them out here in Vegas yet.
Well, they're actually from Northern California, though. It's Fairfield, right?
Right.
So, but, yeah, I got this down in Temecula at my little local, you know, Old Town Liquor. A little shout-out to my little local
shout
liquor
out. Store.
But, yeah. So, what do I do now? Open it?
Crack it. You've listened to the show, right?
Yeah.
A couple times.
Oh, I didn't have to take the wax off. The bottle cap came off.
Just go what feels right.
Yeah.
Use the force, Crazy Dave.
Oh, if you want to go with what feels right, you know, I got a few websites.
That's enough.
Glug, glug.
Oh, dude, there's something stinky about this beer. I can smell it.
I'm going to leave the rest in there because I'm sure it smells
like a frog's ass.
That's stinky.
It actually it smells like a fucking trash can.
Nice. It smells like a bag of weed.
No, that's, yeah.
A little bit, but it's like, it's like Mecky.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of like the guy that we used to hang out with down at PB, you know?
Yeah.
The wife
that's,
beater.
That's what it doesn't smell like a bag of weed. It smells like a stoner.
Yeah, a little guy with dirty jeans and a wife beater with, you know, brown stains on it and stuff. Red eyes. Effed up hairdo.
Whoa, yeah, it is.
Well, I got about a finger of head on here. It hit my nose.
I've got just a film of head now. Yeah, it's like hops. There's a woodiness to it.
It was like you hops, know, like, barley, water.
Yeah, no, smell that water. I think we made a pretty good description of it smelling like a stoner. Let's take a sip. Right. Oh, wait, color.
It's all
copper.
Copper, yeah. It's clear.
Clear, copper. Well carbonated.
I can see through it. Yeah, the bubbles are rising all up in there.
Taking a sip
Yeah, it pretty much tastes like a stoner.
It tastes like a stoner. All right.
I mean, not that I know. Yeah, not that I know. Stoner. You know, when you kiss a girl that just smoked out. Like, that's what this is like.
But it's sweeter. It's like if she had like cherry chapstick on.
Yeah.
Cherry chapstick.
Oh God.
And she just put the bomb down.
You guys
down.
Are painting a vivid picture of the early 20s.
No, it's
no, it's like a girl wearing the overalls with the little black tank top. You know.
No, actually, it's.
This is not good.
It's very hoppy.
No, it's not even hoppy. It's just it's stanky is what it
is. It's the dirty hop.
It's a dirty something, like, dude.
I think they brewed this in the trash can.
It's almost like I know we've referred to this beer so many times on the show that Sam Adams long shot double IPA.
The one with all the different hops in it.
Yeah, the guy used like 12 different hops in it, and that's kind of what I'm getting out of this. It's very muddled. There's lots of hops.
It's a big mess.
But it's very sweet, but yet it's very bitter and astringent, and there's a decent grainy maltiness to it, you know.
Powdery. Seriously, like I would have thought this would have been like a homebrew, like with one of those kits.
It's totally homebrew.
Really?
Totally homebrew.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, without the sediment and stuff, but
you said that was bottle conditioned?
That's what it says. Huh. But I don't know. It's not foggy or anything or cloudy. You know, I would have expected to see more. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, it's very sweet. But it's like this. I don't know. It seems like it's, what's the alcohol?
8.4.
It seems like it would be more than that to me. I don't know. Maybe because this is the second beer we're on, but
I would, you know what, honestly, when I start, I usually don't, I'm not a huge hophead. I'm not a big IPA fan. I mean, I drink them, I like them, I enjoy them, whatever, but like if I got choices, like, you know, like, okay, I won't drink the IPA. And I was thinking, oh crap, I got an IPA for this show. This is going to suck. I've had beers that just blow this out the water and, you know, like I would not call this a double IPA at all.
What would you call it? Imperial?
I would, because when I think of an IPA, I think of something that's hoppy and in your face. And that's not this at all.
Hmm. Interesting.
Especially being that it should be a double. Like, it should be like getting hit twice.
Yeah.
But
double the hops.
The only thing I got out of this is it's like a double dumpster, dude. It's like a dead hooker in there or something.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, that's one thing you always get when Dave's on the show is lots of
criticism.
That's
the most interesting adjunct I think I've heard on the show so far.
Dead hooker.
Dead hooker.
Excuse me, sir. Is this brewed with dead hooker?
Dead hooker. Dang, man. She's got to be at least 3 days, man. You know, there's a little side note. You know, the Green River Killer actually would go back and revisit the hookers that he killed and, you know, work them again.
Bitch better have my
Green
money
River
IPA.
I think they'll make more money killing hookers than they would by making beer from this. Yeah.
And I apologize to all our prostitute listeners out there.
Hooker listeners.
All our ladies of the night, we know you love your craft beer.
Yeah. We don't mean to.
Do they listen to the Still Reserve episode? No. Okay. Food pairing.
Let's go.
You know, when I was in Boy Scouts, we used to make this stuff called trash can salad, where we would take like literally a trash can and
It was trash bag.
Trash bag. Yeah.
Trash bag. Salad.
And you'd make a big salad in that, you know, and like you'd feed just, like 50 or something.
Yeah.
Like do that. Throw some croutons, like some salami meats and stuff in it, and that probably work good with this.
Dead hooker shoe.
Well, I didn't want to say I want to eat a hooker.
Torn nylons. Some fishnet stockings. I would say grilled cheese
sandwich. I just
want to
know, who is the genius that decided we're going to have a Sesame Street character on the image and Crazy Dave on the show? It just doesn't see.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make sense.
It's very misleading.
Kids, turn this podcast off.
Oh, now you tell them.
Yeah.
This episode is rated R.
All right. What are our ratings here?
Rate Beer came in at 75 out of 100. And I guess a 15 the style, which
wow,
I totally agree with that. The Beer Advocate users came in with a B-, and the Ostrom brothers are obviously scratching their asses again.
Nice.
So.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? I was waiting for you guys to stop talking.
I was born ready.
All right.
I was bonus with a...
So for my numbeers beer this week...
Numbeers beers.
I'm already numb.
From beer. Numb.
Yes, I'm numb from beers. More than one. So this is...
I can't feel my legs!
Upright Brewing.
I can't feel my legs!
This is the second time I've had Upright on the show. And it's funny, the last beer that I tried from Upright was the 5. And this is the 6. Upright Brewing out of Portland, Oregon. Don't know how long they've been brewing for. I want to say since like 2008 or 2009, but I'm not positive. Uprightbrewing.com. And yes, upright as in an upright base. Something has to do with like the location as of the brewery in, and or they're like Charles Mingus fans or something like that.
As in Craftus Erectus Upright.
Yes. 6.7 ABV. I'm going to go ahead and crack it. No, y'all. It's a 750 mil.
Damn.
Pretty big bottle. Or a 1 pint, 9.4 ounce.
It looks like a burgundy bottle.
Good pop to it.
Was that your sommelier voice there, Crazy Dave? Yeah. It looks like a burgundy bottle.
So Toby's pouring these into these little taster tulip glasses, but actually on the bottle it says like pour it in your favorite glass, and like, you know, most of the times like it'll say pour in a tulip glass or use a right. pint glass or whatever. But this shows like one of those old school like root beer like mugs.
Yeah.
And then it also has like one of those little short fat boy, you know, like the kind of drink you get like when you go to like a dive bar and they give you
like a rocks glass
Captain and Coke or something. Yeah, yeah, a little rocks glass. So I get they're like, well, we don't care what kind of glass you put this in. This shit's gonna be good.
What style is it?
It's a rye saison.
It's a these numbered beers, I believe they are in the, well, Upright in general does a lot of Belgian style mm-hmm. beers. They're like the Belgian beer brewer in Portland.
I believe I mentioned when we had the first promo.
So they're on the
for Gemini Lounge. They had one of the Upright beers on tap, and I can't remember if it was 3 or 4. I can't remember which one, but I know they had one of them on tap.
Yeah.
They're on the Belgian train.
So this one is brewed with rye. So
on the Belgian train.
So I think that one of the like, Beer Advocate or one of them calls this a rye beer. The ingredients are Magnum, Tettnanger hops, malts are Oregon Pale, caramel, rye, black, and rolled Damn. Rye. And the color is it's pretty dark. It's very, very dark, dark ruby.
Dark brown, yeah.
Ruby highlights. Yeah, like a dark brown color. I got almost no head. I got like a film of head on the nose.
Oh, it's like a dark cherry.
Yeah.
Or a raspberry or some sort of dark fruit.
The dark fruits.
But it's more like a berry. Yeah, I can see that. Like a dark cherry. There's a like an earthiness.
Smells earthy to me. It was brewed in Portland.
Like soil, you know, like
there's this earthiness to them.
Maybe peat or something like that.
Like peat moss?
Yeah.
Like old man's beard.
I was going to say dreadlocks. Dreadlocks and patchouli oil.
But what is that? There's something else in there. It's almost like a...
almost like a pepper.
Yeah, or some sort of a seasoning, like a... Not soy sauce.
No, it's something salty like that.
Yeah, salty. There's this weird saltiness.
Huh. No, Mike.
I'm leaving that. I'm not touching that one.
All right.
You know, I had this dream the other night.
Nope.
Let's take a sip.
Very, oh, wow. There's the aftertaste. That takes a couple seconds.
That's why they call it the aftertaste.
No, like no, it's like you drink it, and you're like yeah, da, 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 and also like bam,
yeah.
You gotta wait 1, 2, 3, hit me. Like James Brown, like telling the band how to do it.
They
you
call
know?
This one the aftertaste.
Yeah, I can get that rye. There's that spiciness.
Yeah, that's what hits on that aftertaste.
So maybe is it like a caraway seed kind of thing? Like you know how you're talking about the spicy?
No, it's not that strong.
Something.
No,
it's not spicy like that at all.
But there is like a ryeness or like a little bit of pepperiness.
Yeah, it's like a mild black pepper.
Yeah.
Like seriously, I could probably put some of this on my eggs in the morning, you know.
But there's a.
Yeah, there's oh by the way, there's no fruit on that taste at all.
Just all on the aroma. You get the that's dark a, cherry, but
yeah, it's just the aroma you get. Yeah.
When you go, yeah, when you go in to take another sip and you breathe in through your nose, you can really get like a sweet berry, very earthy, like right off the vine type berry. Cool.
Actually, sounds you know pretty
the, you know what the you know what the taste that you get though you don't get the fruit taste but you get the fruit seed taste.
Yes, yeah, it's almost pithy, almost yeah, like that astringent, like when you bite into like a you know a blackberry seed or something like that. How you get that pithy bitterness?
Mm. Oh, what do they call that stuff?
But there's not much. It's weird. There's not much to the mouthfeel. I mean, there's a little bit, but it seems pretty thin.
Not much body.
It comes and goes.
It's interesting.
Yeah, the body is definitely not there, and the flavors are there. You know, there's definitely a lot of flavor. It, you know, at different times, like there's definitely layers to it. You know, they come, they go, and something else comes, and it goes, and it's
there's some dark cherry coming through.
You get that cherry seed. You get that what do you call it? That rye.
Mm-hmm.
Something a little sweet, but not fruity.
Mm. It's definitely like a fall. It seems like a fall offering. Yeah. You know, like this would be good in the fall.
Yeah, I wonder when the release date is.
It sounds better than the last one.
But it's with these numbered ones. I don't know if they're actually. Seasonal.
Yeah, and that's what I was curious like about might, the numbers, whether it was these are the numbers that they put out, like are there always, you know, 1 through 5 available, or is it just a series that they keep changing?
Well, they
and
don't
come out with a new number.
They don't have a one. I think the only numbers that they have is a 4, 5, and 6, and I talked about this before when I did the 5. It has something to do with the strength of the beer, I believe, like the number 4 was like around 4.something%, the 5 was around 5-something%, and the 6 is supposed to be around like 7 or 8%, which this one is 8%, right?
No, 6.7.
So it's like an old school way of naming your beer depending on how strong it is, I think, and I don't know.
Oh, kind of like the alcohol. They're like, oh, it's a 80 proof or whatever.
Right, or like a 60 shilling or a 20 shilling, you know, when you get into the Scottish beers.
Oh, like shrimp, when you go to buy shrimp, it's like you get like a 12 count.
Or like U12s?
14 count. Or
the jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
U12s.
Shrimp.
They usually use something that just like in that. The restaurant, like not... right? They use those terms. Like just
well,
back
you get
in
it,
the kitchen.
You go to Albertsons, like give me a 20 count, like a pound of 20
oh.
count, or a pound
oh, I thought
of
you meant like
count.
The size, because I know they have like jumbo shrimp. They call U12s, and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
You get 12. You get 12 shrimp in a pound, versus like the little ones. You get like 20 in gotcha. A pound.
So back to the beer.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about shrimp.
You don't like shrimp?
The 7
shrimp gumbo. Mm-hmm.
There's a
fried shrimp.
4, 5, 6, and 7, and the 7 is the 8%
shrimp
beer.
Creole,
shrimp scampi.
So and they're shrimp all Louis. they're all year round beers.
Shrimp scampi
cocktail.
Shrimp po' boy.
Yeah.
Popcorn shrimp. All right. Shrimp so what we got food pairings.
All right. Shrimp. Food pairing.
How about some shrimp? Actually, you know what? Not like a delicate shrimp, but like some of your more meatier, like heartier kind of like shrimp
like
dishes.
Prawns.
No, not like big, lobster. Like monster shrimp, like. Rah, rah, rah. No, but like you got it, like shrimp cocktail would not go with this beer. You know, like
crawfish.
I say like pastrami.
You know what? Here, yeah, pastrami I think would go good. But you know what I was thinking? Oh wait, I lost it. Never mind.
Gina says steak.
Well, you can't go wrong with steak.
I got it.
What do you got?
Fried rice with shrimp.
All right, there you go. Right. Shrimp fried rice.
Some Asian dish. Shrimp fried rice.
Speaking of which, that was I think Toby was the first one to pair the Asian dishes with the what was it, with the saison, the Belgian style.
With some Belgian, yeah.
Very nice.
You got to have the sriracha sauce on there.
Excuse me.
So what do we got for ratings here?
Did they really use a Belgian? I don't get anything Belgian out of this.
It doesn't have that funky. Well, it has a little bit of funkiness, but not much. They probably have a Belgian yeast
strain, though, for, I would assume, probably for most of their beers.
Yeah.
But it's not like the typical, like, oh, this is nasty Belgian.
Yeah, no, you don't get any of that banana. You don't even get that clove, that bubble gum, any of that stuff is not coming out. It tastes like a regular ale to me with rye and...
Yeah, the rye is way overpowering the any Belgian nastiness that it would be.
So, anyway. Rate beer rating of 61 out of 100 with a...
So it's not hoppy.
Yeah, with a C+. With a C+ from the Beer Advocate users.
Yeah. They don't like this, huh?
A little too.
Yeah.
And the Austin Brothers, you know. Crazy.
Austin Brothers were sleeping on this one.
Seriously, like, do those guys do anything anymore?
This is the upright 6.
I think I just got axed.
Rockstar says, 1 a.m. Walmart trip equals old man saying he loved me and my sisters, then hoodlums offering us beer and attempting to get our phone numbers.
Tweet of the week, yeah! Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
So we got some special backwash. Is it special, Mike? No?
Well, any backwash is special. I think.
That's right. Any backwash other than
I think anytime
crazy days
any of our listeners give us backwash, it's special.
Yeah, I like giving backwash.
Yeah.
Call in.
What you got, Mike?
So, drink some beers.
Well, this one comes from a comment right off our website, and it says, one of my favorite podcasts yet. Loving the craft beers.
Wow.
You guys make it so entertaining to listen to. Beer Coaster Mike, you rock. Thanks.
Mike's got a fan.
Was that a guy got or a fan. Girl? It's a girl.
Nice.
Crystal Waters,
how do you know it
says.
It's a girl?
Well, Crystal it Waters might not be. It might be like some 52-year-old dude. I don't really know. But
dude, Crystal Waters, what's up, baby? What's going on? How you doing? I'm Crazy Dave.
Sounds like a porn star.
I'm one of the beer coasters. What's happening?
It does sound like a porn star. Crystal Waters in the beer coasters. All right. So, yeah, backwash is cool. We love backwash.
All the beer coasters are testing the waters out here.
Woo!
Leave us backwash. It's backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com. Or
call
you
in.
Can send, man, I don't have the number. You guys know the number.
339 backwash.
With no, what letter's missing?
No C.
No C. I have it programmed. You know what, people, programming this into your phone. You just hit the button so it's easy. You don't have to worry.
Anytime you're drunk,
you hit the
look for beer coasters.
And then just call in and talk. I mean, that's the way to do it.
339 backwash with no C.
Best backwash is drunk dialing.
Yeah, take it from Crazy Dave.
It's easy. You just press the button and talk. I mean,
it's you will guarantee you'll be on the show. Guaranteed.
It's guaranteed.
Nice.
1 week, I'd love to have like 15 drunk dials, and then we can play them all in the whole backwash.
Just
week.
Play them all.
Like 20 minutes
back
long.
Back to back. Nice.
Nothing but drunk,
the drunk
dials.
The drunk dial show.
All right. Thank you, Crystal Waters, for the backwash. And let's head into last call, bitches. last call.
Wait, what about two tweet of the week?
Did we do it? Yeah. Alright, everybody, last call.
Why do they call it last call? Like,
it's the last call for alcohol.
Like, this is your last chance for beer.
Like, why don't they just say, hurry up, drink your, like, everyone, like, order last beer. Like they should call it last drink, not last call. It's like, I'm not calling.
Yeah.
Last call for alcohol.
Yeah, that's it.
Or last haul.
Last haul? Okay. Well, on here on the Beer Coasters podcast, we call it last call. So, and this is where we do pint ratings.
Like a drunk Mike, call?
Mike, what you got?
Oh, pint ratings. All right. For my Lagunitas Lucky 13 Dot Alt.
Halt.
I really like this one. It was kind of a creamy, toffee, IPA-ish kind of thing going on. Something very reminiscent about West Coast beers to me. With that big, what was it, Amarillo you said they used? It's that big kind of, big, bold, kind of citrusy
only
hop.
Amarillo.
I'm going to give it a 4. I really like the drinkability of it. I love that little toffee.
Yeah.
The toffee kind of flavors in there too. The kind of maltiness and a tiny, tiny bit of like a butter, buttery maltiness too. Yeah.
Butterscotch toffee.
It was good. If I'm. One word for this one. I don't really have a one word for this one. I was going to go with a. Hop toffee.
Ooh, that's good. I like that. Hop toffee.
One word. Hop toffee. For the Dark Horse Brewing, the one oatmeal stout is very good, but it seems like it's almost like a sampler series. Like if they what was it? The Sam Adams did the deconstructed.
Yeah.
Where, you know, here's the single hot beers or single malts, and this kind of feels very like this is the chocolate stout and the, like the just kind of a chocolate malt. It's a little more complex than just using like a chocolate malt, so I don't want to kind of discount it because I really like the chocolate flavors in it. It was a very drinkable. It just wasn't very complex, so I want to give it more, but I'm going to give it a 3.5 just because of
that's not bad.
It just wasn't. It wasn't balanced enough or complex enough for my palate, but it was very drinkable, and I do like that chocolate. And speaking of which, for my one word, this is going to be King Coco. And I know I keep using two words.
King Coco.
So,
why don't you just put like Coco-licious or something?
Yeah, that'd be a good one too. Let's see, I didn't come up with that. You did.
Oh, well, I didn't drink that. You got to send me would one you, of those in.
Mike, would you say that this is a good introductory to somebody, you know, if they were curious about
I think because it wouldn't throw people off with the complexity of it. And I mean, I know, hey, this is an oatmeal stout, but I said, listen, you know, try this stout. I know it's, you know, a dark beer, which I know a lot of people are kind of opposed to, but if anybody's into those dark beers, the coffee, chocolate flavors, I'd have them try this. Just say, hey, can you pick out the chocolate in this beer? And that'd be a good introduction to see if they can start, you know, pulling flavors. Because if they can't pick chocolate out of this beer, then they're probably a lost cause.
Well, you know how I tricked my girlfriend into drinking a chocolate stout?
How? I don't know if I want to know the answer to this.
Well, I put them on my... No, but like, we...
I put them on my...
No, I had the beer.
If I'm not sure why, it's keeping my life.
I'm waiting for the rest of the. I don't know if I want to hear it.
No. Here's the story.
Everybody's waiting in anticipation.
No, I was drinking. It was I think it was a Young's double chocolate stout.
Okay.
And a good one. Great dessert beer, right?
Yeah.
But I had made up some s'mores. I'm like, you know what? This goes really good with this beer. These s'mores and these beers. So I gave Dawn the s'mores, And I says, here, drink this with it. I don't like dark beer. That's it. You can't see. It's sick. It's dark. It's ugly. It's stinky. No. Just try this. But it's like it's chocolate. So it's like more the Hershey's bar that you're going to put on your s'mores. And she drank it and she ate the s'mores and she absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Like, see, how that didn't that go good? Like, yeah, that was good. You get the chocolate. Oh, my God. Yeah, I really got the chocolate. That was good stuff.
That's cool. Sometimes that's how to do it. If you can get that right food pairing in there to say, hey, listen, try this and then see if you can pick up those flavors. Charlie and I, one night, we had and I've probably said this before on the show, but we had the hazelnut brown from Rogue and the Young's double chocolate.
That's one of Charlie's favorites.
And if you go back and forth between those two, it's the first time I could really pick up a rich hazelnut flavor from Rogue. Chocolate going back. So it was really interesting. I think with the right food or the right beer.
So that's
beer,
the kind of beer that you would pour like together, like one of those black and tans?
Oh, no. I haven't tried that. I wonder if that would work. But we just kind of did it, kind of side by side kind of tasting. But it was interesting how much of the hazelnut you could pull out after having a chocolate beer. So anyway.
Sorry for the sidetrack.
It's all right. We'll sidetrack right over to your pint ratings.
Yeah.
Lagunitas 13. I actually really like this beer. And Mike talked a little bit about this being this is a typical West Coast, blah, blah, blah. It actually reminds me of an East Coast beer. It reminds me of the Dogfish Head 90 Minute. It's very well balanced. It's very malty. It's good. It's smooth. Yeah, yeah. It's tasty. Oh, this is some good stuff. Like, I really like this beer. This is something I got to look for this and pick up a few bottles of this because it's really that good. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a four and a half. I'll give it a four. It's good beer.
Right. Nice.
It makes
me very proud to hear that fact that you're like, oh, it's the East Coast because it's got more maltiness in there, and that kind of makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh,
yeah. I was surprised. Yeah, because like, you think, oh, it should be West Coast. It should be hoppy.
Hop, I guess in particular, the Cascade and the Amarillo, and
they're pretty strong hops, but they did a good job of balancing it.
Citrusy, grapefruity type hop that I experienced out there. Because I wasn't back here at that time, so for me that type of hop kind of brings me right to the West Coast.
It's a sense memory thing for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do I have to talk about this beer again?
Yeah, talk about it. Yeah.
Okay, Big Depot. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about this bottle and why I picked
big
it up.
Big dumpster.
I feel like I got scammed on this bottle.
Big blue dumpster.
They should have put a trash can here with a leg sticking out of it or something. But okay, the bottle it's got a wax cap on it. Okay, so they got a bottle cap and they got wax on the top. When you see wax, you automatically think like, wow, this is a good enough beer. They gotta do something to protect this. I mean, even though it's still a bottle cap and not a cork, it's like it wasn't the full on like badass beer, but. Okay, fine. I saw the wax. I'm like, this might be halfway decent. Then you look down, and you're like, the Big Dipper. Like, number three. There's a big-ass frog with a crown on his head. Like, it's a regal thing. They got these little hop flowers on here. It's like, one, two, three, four. There's five hop flowers in the bottom. So I was like, not just one, two, or three. Like, this is five. Like, five stars. Like a Morningstar rating five-pint rating. This is probably, like, their best beer that they put out. And then they sign their names. Like, it says, like, Nick Campbell, brewer, Dennis Landis, proprietor. It's like the owner of this company and the brewer of this company put their signature on this beer. They have their phone number. You can call. They put their phone number on the bottle. Like, call us up. Talk about our beer. It's like, we'd love to chat with you. I'm going to call these guys up and tell them they need to eat it because this beer was horrible. I mean, I feel like I got scammed with this bottle. I was expecting something really good, and it was disappointing. Very disappointing. A double IPA, this should be like in your face, smack you down. It should be strong. It should be hoppy. And it failed in everything they're supposed to do.
So what's your rating?
A two. I mean, it's not the most horrible beer in the world. But for being a double IPA, like I see now why, they got like a style rating of like, what, a 15 out of 100. And why it only got a 74. This is definitely a below average beer, and definitely a way below double IPA standards. And
it's got to be the first beer that got more than one pint and referenced a dead hooker in the history of beer ratings.
Well, I know what killed the hookers. It was the beer.
So your one word for this one is dumpster, right?
Dumpster.
What's your one word for the Lagunitas?
Oh, Lagunitas. Oh, wow.
Trying to get a positive spin on this.
Wow.
Lagunitas chewy.
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 Nice.
Not the... No, they chew like...
Sounds a lot like a Yeti.
I like it. All right, for my ratings... Trying to move it along here. We're 11 minutes in.
All right. Good luck.
Lagunitas Lucky 13.alt. I also really enjoyed this beer. I think Crazy Dave was spot on with the 90 minute from Dogfish.
Yeah, totally, you guys are right. Totally that. All right. Is that what you want to hear? You guys are right. It is very 90 minute ish because it's got that malt backbone.
I was right.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go 4 pints as well. So that's trip fours for this week.
4, 4, 4.
Yeah.
4, 4, 4.
4. 3 fours.
3 fours.
3 fours.
Oh, Gina didn't get
Gina,
to try it.
If Gina would have been able to try it, there would be 4 fours.
Yeah, I don't know if she would.
And my one word. I know I was telling these guys off mic that I probably would reserve this word for a better beer that fit this word, but
you didn't
I'm
say
go
we couldn't repeat it. What was it?
Nectar.
It's very nectary, and it's like one of those beers where you drink it and you're like, this is
the nectar of the gods.
The nectar of the beer gods, you know.
Nice.
Anyway, great.
Well, beer is the nectar.
Extremely
the
well
gods.
Balanced. Yeah, well, that's true. It's pretty redundant, I guess, then. Yeah. Upright 6. I like this. I mean, it started off a little weird, and I wasn't sure about it at first, but towards the end of the glass, I really enjoyed it. And I think I'm going to go with 3.5 on the Upright 6.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, I would agree with Toby on that, too, like a 3, 3.5, but definitely a beer that needs to be paired with food.
Yeah.
You got to eat something with this beer. It's not just a beer to sit back and drink. Yeah, you got to eat it.
It's not too extremely complex. I mean, it's good, and there is a little bit of complexity to it, but it's not. It's not over the top complex. I remember really liking the 5, and I can't remember what the 5 was. I think it was more Belgian-y, like a Saison or a I think it was a farmhouse, that's what it was, because I think we did it for the farmhouse show. And I remember liking that a little bit more. One word for this is, I don't know, sandwich.
Like a pastrami sandwich?
Yeah, like a pastrami sandwich. That's spelled S-A-M-M-I-C-H, sandwich.
Go to your local delicatessen and pick up a sandwich. Along with an Upright Brewing 5.
That's right.
Dude, get 6. A lunch special, like $5, you get a... Or no, $6, you get a 6. You get, I don't know, 16 ounces of pastrami and some rye bread and...
There you go.
Some mustard.
Tasty 6. All right. So we're done with our pint ratings now.
It is.
14 minutes in. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, and now Google Plus. You can also subscribe to the show in iTunes, and we're also available on Callisto.fm.
Yeah, and check out our wiggity website. That's www.beercoasterspodcast.com. All kinds of cool stuff on there. There's our brews paper that Toby puts out. It's the Beer Coasters Daily. Check it out. It's literally daily. It comes out every single day. Check it out. There's lots of cool publications from different places there about beer and some stuff that has nothing to do with beer whatsoever. But if you check it out, you'll see what I mean. get a shop link for your shirts and steins and stickers and things. That's still there. Buy t-shirts and support the show. We appreciate it.
Cool. Oh, hey, don't forget to tell your friends and tell your friends' friends and tell all your friends to call in and drunk dial.
Nice.
Yes.
Because that's fun. And I'm sick and tired of being the only one that does that. I feel like... I don't feel like I'm drinking alone because, like...
So next time, you drunk dial, whoever you're drunk with, get them to dial for you.
Yeah.
They can do it.
You know, and I've done that too. Like, I get my friends to, like, say stuff to you. Yeah. Anyhow. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in advance.
All right. Support your local brewery. Support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, etc. Drink local, because local is fresh.
And of course, while you're drinking that local fresh beer, don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb, bitches.
A reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, Mike got a better ring than we did.
Got that wine glass that rings like a bell.
Shout outs.
I want to give a shout out.
Dave, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Word, thanks for having me out here.
Yeah, very cool. Love having the special guests and Crazy Dave. Like you said, I don't know how much censoring we did on this podcast. I guess I'll find out on Friday when it comes out. But thanks, Crazy Dave. We appreciate it. And also, I want to thank Caitlin and Jeff from Slum Brew. They invited us to a brewery launch, and we really appreciate that. So, yeah, thanks.
Slum Brew!
And also a shout-out to our backwash this week. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that you're listening.
Thanks, and Crystal Waters.
Yeah, Crystal Waters.
Yeah, baby,
thank you.
Can call me or email Crazy Dave. I don't have a beer coaster. Is that damn it?
Crazy Dave at beercoasterspodcast.com.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Don't
do we have
listen
that?
To this
we'll have to come up with that. Oh, and also, there's another festival that I wanted to mention as far as shout outs go. It is the Valley. Damn, I was supposed to do this. Well, it is November 5th, which is. Tomorrow, for those of you listening on Friday, and it is the Valley Malt Local Harvest Beer Tasting, and it is in Cambridge, and it's a new place called Mead Hall. It's a huge craft beer bar. It's very reminiscent of like a Yard House, but it seems to be a little more Cambridge, kind of upscale, but plenty of beers on tap. And it looks pretty damn cool. So if you're in the area, check it out. It's the Valley Malt Local Harvest Beer Tasting. And that starts at 4 p.m. So check it out.
Wait. See you next week for our ciders.
Chick beers.
A little different next week.
Yeah.
Ciders. Cheers.
Cheers. That's a hell of a ring.
Come in.
Smells like a frog's ass. Haven't heard that. That's the most interesting adjunct I think I've heard on the show so far. Dead hooker.
Excuse me, sir. Is this brewed with dead hooker?
You gotta wait. 1, 2, 3. Hit me!
I'm waiting for the rest of the... I don't know if I want to hear it, though.